Yeah, press that record button, baby.
Let's have it right. You're trying to mug me off.
If you push play, you know what I mean? My ears will hear it.
What I want to know is, what makes you think you can come in here and mug me off in front of my pals?
Am I turn this off or what?
No, let it go.
Leave the music running.
We're recording.
Well, maybe. I don't even know how it's on.
Wait, it's recording now?
Yeah, recording.
We're all right. We're in. This is the mug off, baby.
Check your levels.
Yo, what do you reckon of that? Can you turn the headphones down?
I can't.
Turn the snare down a little bit.
The cancel, yeah, right.
Yeah, can I get? Yeah, turn my microphone on.
You're on. You're good. All right, let's do it. Oh shit!
Fuck the Queensland Maroons. Fuck the Blues. Uppercut. Fucking shit. Fucking Darren Lockyer, brother. Red gang, cunt. Ow! I deserve the fucking Wally Lewis medal, cunt. Fuck Cameron Munster! Queenslander! I'm Mitch Maiden, and fucking welcome to Better Homes and Gardens, cunt!
You're good,
bro. Give me CPR. Go, Queensland, cunt! Fuck New South Wales! Fuck New South Wales!
I just want to say a big RIP to the main man, Steve Irwin. If I could fucking say that fucked your heart, I'd get these exact three fingers and just fucking go, boom, cunts! Fuck the Dogs! Go, Queensland!
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Very passionate young man.
Man, he's got a cast on his arm. He definitely put that through a drywall. 0% chance that was not punching something.
Yeah, and we're joined by a very special Queenslander today, Sam Campbell. Huh?
Oh, thanks so much. And I wish everyone a very muggy Christmas.
Man, thanks so much for coming in. This is the 69th episode. I couldn't think of a more perfect boy.
Why is that?
Because you love a 69.
Yeah, I've never had sex, and I will never.
Really?
Yeah, it's rude. The guys are doing the yobbos, and yeah, just no interest.
It's a mug's game.
I've got much more bigger ideas and bigger things that I'm up to.
What kind of thing?
He's holding out for an alien.
Cryptocurrency? Yeah. You guys are doing 69ing. I'm surfing the dark web, you know?
One of our most requested guests to come back is finally back on our shores. Huh?
Yeah, I think I was here at the very start of the year.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We had a horrible buzz through the entire episode.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, you should have got rid of that using Audacity. Well, you don't.
Gonna shunna wanna, all right? Those are the dark days.
What happened there? How come we didn't take that buzz out?
We didn't have the technical proficiency at the time, I think.
Why not?
I don't know.
Welcome to Buzz Chat. We talk about the buzz in previous episodes.
The famed dead member of the podcast.
Yeah. That's fucking Tom Walker used to tease us about the unofficial fourth member of the Buzz.
Oh, really?
Yeah, would do the feedback.
That guy's a clown.
Love that.
I'm sorry, but it's rude.
Hey, Ben Cambo, you're just back from...
Thank you so much.
From the motherland.
Thank you for asking. Yep, I've been in the land of the royal leaders.
What were you doing over there?
England.
Being knighted?
Mm. Over in England?
Yeah.
I was trying to solve the Jack the Ripper case. I got some crazy ideas.
Did you make any progress?
Yeah.
Who did it?
I found the guy, and let's just say I shook his hand. I got you.
He'd be 200 years old, wouldn't he? You know,
he was very old, yeah.
Very frail.
Yeah.
That kind of hate will keep you alive, I guess. Huh?
Yeah, but still killing sex workers.
Sorry. Good Lord. It's a bit early for this, my life.
Yeah, sorry. He told my, Cameron told me to say that.
Did I?
Famously.
I've got to stop blacking out. I've got to stop day drinking.
I got a lengthy email from Dirty Doug in it. Topmail.com. Subject line, dude.
You have a very funny thing where sometimes you will only communicate via email. Like if you send you a text, you won't respond to it. You have to get you by email.
I'm more interested in email. My phone is not very good.
It does look like a burner.
I got it from Bing Lee, and I don't think it works. It doesn't do that.
It came free with a fucking fridge.
It doesn't let me, like, I have to find people's names manually. Like, it won't let me, like, just type the first letter and find it. I just have to just keep clicking through.
It sounds very time-consuming.
If I've been texting Adam, there's no way I'm going to start texting Zach. Let's just say that. This is not a very good device.
Like, Mr. Bing saw you coming. I'll make a few dollars off this sap.
It's like Lionel Ling now, isn't it?
I don't know.
His son's in the ads. The son and the wife, because Bing Lee's dead.
Oh, really?
In the radio ads.
And the dynasty continues.
The dynasty continues. The
Did they still call it Bing Lee, or do they change the name to Lionel Lee?
It's still Bing Lee, but then they're like...
He'll like, never fill his father's footsteps.
Well, I'm not even sure if it's them. It's just like two people talk, and it's like...
Yep.
One's Linda Lee and the other one's Lionel Lee.
Sure.
And I think
go on, Jerry, ask, what race are they?
I already know. I already deduced it from the ads I watched. I figured it out.
Like, fuck it, I know some Japanese.
Oh, wow. Right? Jeez.
They're building a fucking... a Gundam, dude. We should be so scared.
Yeah.
I'm going to get my... I can't wait to see it. We're talking about...
An actual robot fucking...
They're going to make a Gundam.
Who's this?
Japan's made a Gundam.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Like an actual Gundam.
Sorry, Sam, if you don't know what a Gundam is, it's a big robot.
Like, yeah, I actually do know what a Gundam is. Thank you very much. In fact, I actually know a lot more about it than you ever will. Where'd you get this guy? The Yellow Pages? Get him out of here! Where'd you get this guy? Taronga Zoo? This guy's an asshole. Don't try and explain Gundams to me. That's like me...
But yeah, they're going to make them. Yeah. I want to get my eyes on it.
Yeah. Sure. He built things out of pig.
What?
He built things out of pig.
Oh, because you're a butcher.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, but you've never built anything that you could travel around in. I hope.
What about a pig?
You made the pig sidecar that time?
Wow. But you've never actually killed a pig.
No, perish the thought.
Thought you might have slayed a few in the bedroom from time.
Oh, man, yes! Mate. Come on, mate.
That's not what I think.
Sorry, guys.
That is not what we're here for. Yeah.
What he trap, he keep.
Sorry, I caught him out of the misalter there. The misalter. Fluff that one.
Oh, boys.
Yeah.
Red hot stuff. Merry Christmas, boys.
Yeah. Merry Christmas.
This is the Christmas episode.
Mm. Yeah. What are your hopes and dreams from Santa this year?
Just a gob job, I think.
Oh, man.
Would love a gobbo from Santa. Imagine that.
A voucher to the knock shop. Could just be 45 minutes, I don't mind. Do they do that?
You just see you writing on like a piece of paper, suck me off, S-U-K me off, and just mail it to Santa. Please. I've been good.
Just sit waiting up for Santa with a bowl of cookies over my dick, like the, you know, the dick through the popcorn thing? Doing that, but with cookies.
He comes down the chimney and it's just me sitting spread leg, completely naked, except for a Christmas sweater. And I've got my balls just dipped in a bowl like a saucer of milk. And I'm jerking off the shaft.
Okay, here's how I'd fuck Santa. I would spread my gaping asshole over the fireplace. So as he comes down the chimney, directly into my asshole.
I like this.
And then it'll drive you around, huh?
Yeah.
A lot of blokes on the job site barred up at the moment.
What do you think?
The Makita's getting a little saucy at the moment. Turn that down, the boss is coming.
Yeah. So I want to get the cold hose water on the fucking Makita. What do you think the naughtiest gift Santa's ever had to give?
The naughtiest.
That's the naughtiest gift. The Aberdeen soccer casuals. Do you reckon it was them?
Brass knuckles.
Brass knuckles.
It's all we want.
Yeah. I reckon like bondage gear for children.
Yeah.
It's probably the worst thing he's ever had to send to someone.
What would children do with it?
I don't.
Well, you know, you see those kids running around on leashes.
Well, literally.
That's gonna come back later. That's going to affect you later in life. You're on a fucking leash trying to run everywhere.
Yeah, I can't fuck you unless I'm wearing a backpack with a lead on it.
Story of my life.
Isn't that what they found in Michael, like when they were raiding Neverland? They found like...
Backpacks, did they?
No, they found like children's sized bondage. Like,
oh, really?
They did not.
Yeah, apparently. Really? Allegedly, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, allegedly.
Yeah. There was something with that guy. I don't know. I can't put my finger on it. But he was, it's like a little strange.
Yeah. He liked to, I think, just look at children's buttholes and jerk off. I think that was his thing.
That's his thing.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. Who? How do you find out this information?
It's on that Leaving Neverland. And then a guy I bought weed.
I watched that. I don't remember them going into that. They're like, oh, he actually just liked to look at their buttholes.
Well, they were like, this kid was just talking about it, like what happened. And then this other guy was just like a dude I bought weed off. And he was like, you know, they found children's bondage. And then I just...
So it's a reliable source.
I mean, I thought so. I think it was pretty reliable. I could get it every week in, week out with that guy.
I know he had the bones of the elephant, man.
Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they're made out of...
They were human bones.
Elephant bones.
They were just human bones.
Mm.
Do you know the elephant
that's
man?
That's a bit off.
Do you know... Are you familiar with the elephant man?
Only as a concept.
As a state of mind. Nirvana to him.
As a state of being.
He was known to be the ugliest man alive.
Well, I'm coming for the crown.
Well, I bet you when you got born, the doctor slapped your mother.
I heard when you were born, they said, which one's the placenta? This is.
That's actually not true.
No, it's not.
You would have been a beautiful baby.
You're looking gorgeous.
Mm. Yeah. What happened?
How much did you weigh when you were born?
80 kilos. My mom's got a huge pussy.
Oh, man, this is raunchy as it gets, right? Oh, great. Yeah.
Please cut that out.
I knew it was an Xmas episode. I didn't know it was going to be X-rated with all of the some of the rude things that are being said.
Triple Xmas.
This is a porn parody episode. This ain't the mug off. This is
episode 69.
Yeah, I suppose. We're going to get grotty.
It's going to be a little horny. That's for sure.
Well, if you boys don't mind indulging me, I've got to bring something to the high table.
Oh, yeah? Is it sexy? Yeah.
It's not that sexy. All
right,
leave it under the table.
If you don't mind giving it to me under the table, mate.
I will not give you sloppy toppy under the table.
What about a bit of gob?
No gob, no suck jobs. Hand job if you behave.
I like where this is going.
I had a bit of a mug off on Friday. A bad one. I think. It's working in Lane Cove. COVID hotspot, if you haven't read the news. Sure. Actually, I don't think it was. I'm going to say... Actually, I wasn't... Now I remember I wasn't in Lane Cove. Funny, it just occurred to me. But but I was in this chicken shop, right? And I was like, all these rich... I fucking hate rich people so much, you know?
What are they doing in a chicken shop?
I don't know. Fucking
making
of me.
Making offers?
Yeah, probably buying the shop.
Like, someone was getting half a chicken cut up and this fucking dickhead in like a... cashmere sweater. I was like, oh, is that for you and the boys? Because we're in like high vis or something. Like, fuck off, cunt. All right. What? I'm just eating chicken carcasses. All right.
Spit in his face.
No, I was just like, oh, yeah. I gave him the old, like, the heggy, like, the and then I was like, oh, what the fuck this guy. And then he had this, like, little cunt kid that was just, like, running around the shop, being a prick.
Yeah.
And then I was just like, oh, whatever. You know, I just ignore this. So I was like, waited, got my roll, went to go to the fucking drink thing. Kid's in the way, he won't move. Yeah. I'm talking directly to him.
The kid or the guy?
The kid going like, hey, little man, can you move?
You would have been chasing the placebo, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct.
He loves a placebo.
Oh, you live with a guy 6 years, he's going to pick up a few things about you. I love the placebo. Yeah, so I was like trying to get my fucking drink and this little fuck wouldn't move. Yep. And I was like looking at his dad being like, move this fucking kid.
There's a 40-year-old child standing between you and a placebo. And we know how this ends.
But I was just like, I'm back on the full sugar drinks during the week. I'm fucking on one, you know, like I'm really flipping out. I want it. He went out of the way. I just snapped. I opened the fridge into the cunt like that and just pushed him off. Pushed over a little kid like that. And then his dad was like, oh, like helped him off the floor. I go, cunt, should have moved, right? He's like blocking the fucking fridge or whatever. I was just like, lost it. So I think I'm due for a holiday.
How old was the kid?
I reckon 5'6". He was little. But he
sounds top heavy. Like you've opened a fridge door into him and he's fucking...
Yeah.
Whoa. He's fallen.
He caught most of it on the back like that. It was just like the fucking bottom half.
Sounds like your weekends, mate.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that was a rocket. Oh, man, this was good stuff.
Yeah. But I just couldn't... I snapped. Like, I'm fucking pushing kids over now to get the soft drink.
You assaulted a child.
I know. It's fucking not great. But yeah, I don't know. What do you reckon? Should I have not done that?
A couple of potato scallops, though, didn't you?
Yeah, it was good.
Turn yourself in, mate. That's what I reckon.
I don't know. I fucking hate rich people so much.
You're a fucking cop and you don't even know it. Like you're bashing kids. You know?
Yeah.
Because they're in the way of you bitten your pasito that you think you're just fully owned. I don't know, man. I'm fucking drowning here.
Would you have done it to a working class child?
No. If it was a little chimney sweep, I would have gently moved him.
The little kid was soot on him. Back to work, mate. Yeah. He would Jerry's have bought boss. Him a
Pasito. No, but he was ignoring me. Like, and it's like, I'm wearing high vis. I couldn't be more visible. You can see me, cunt. I know you can see me. I'm looking at you. And he's just like, fucking, it's Brett. And if it was a little chimney sweep, he'd be, oh, sorry, Governor, I'll get out of the way. You know,
I was just looking at the drinks. I've never had one. I just look at them. Yeah. Me smile. I like to lick the bit of glass on the outside, you know. No flavour, but I like to imagine. I like looking at the Schweppes. Reminds me of me. I'm a sweep. A little sweep. Look at the Schweppes.
So, yeah, that's been my fucking week.
And what a week.
Yeah.
Dear Lord.
Also, we had to cancel a record the other day because you hurt your groin.
Pulled my groin, yeah.
Yeah, I have a theory that you were just fucking beating the hell out of yourself on the on smoko at work.
And I've pulled a groin.
But yeah, I don't know.
How the fuck do you beat off doing the splits?
Well, normally, I've never pulled me groin.
No. But you've given yourself carpet burns for your hairy knuckles. Wait,
are you doing a bit or do you honestly think that pulling your groin means actually...
pulling your dick.
Cracking a fat.
The groin is all of it. The mound, the whole thing.
Oh, my God. This poor fool thinks the penis is the groin.
He thinks every fucking sports star has taken 2 weeks off.
How did you do it?
I just, like, extended my leg and then just, like, felt it go like that. And
Jerry
I just
likes to jerk off with one leg up.
Definitely a self-suck thing.
All right. I was in the cubicle. I had a leg up over the head.
Yes.
You were getting bullied at work again. Someone pushed the portaloo over.
No. Nailed it shut. I don't know. It's been a rough year. I'd be happy to see the back of this cunt of a fucking year.
It's been a great year for me.
Yeah, you keep saying.
You know, it's been pretty
good. What has been the highlight of 2020?
Hanging out with your friend Jerry?
No. That's a chore.
Nah, man.
Absolutely not, dude.
You pissed me at that. Take us through top three highlights.
Oh, top three highlights? Probably... At Home Alone Together, debuting on that show.
Oh, yeah.
That
was great. His first writing gig?
No, it was not the first.
Second,
okay.
I'm sorry, I was so wildly off. I promise I'll kill myself tomorrow. I had no idea.
You've become a bit of a media darling there.
I kind of have. I don't know how this has happened.
I keep expecting you to pop up on Sunrise.
Man, fingers crossed. I'm actually going to hit up Studio 10. I'm going to try and get on the panel.
Yeah.
They have like an Indian guy or an actual black fella on that show, and it's like, all right, I want in. I've never seen this guy's monologue.
Yeah. The one thing you've ever wanted, you think you're going to go for it.
Yeah.
Chase down the dream.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah. And then Haystos brought to my attention I should host like a Tosh.0 style show on NITV.
Where you just play clips.
Where I just play clips.
Yeah, I don't hate that.
And just kind of stare at the camera.
Sure. You have to wear a button-up, bud.
I get to do the Charlie Pickering, like,
and we're back.
Yeah. Oh man, you're gonna probably have to cut that, but if people heard that, they would love it.
You're fucking
real saucy
definitely
stuff.
Definitely the most salacious thing that I've ever hit my little earbuds.
Were you?
You know, you got little ears. You got little hairs in your ears. I think mine just grew to three times the length.
Well, calm them down and let's keep going. All right?
Yes, Dad.
How was England? Did you get up to some mischief over there?
It was. I got there. I was expecting. I was like, "Here we go. This is." But they'd gone through. I think you know everyone knew someone who died, and it was pretty gnarly over there.
Yeah.
I thought these geezers need a laugh.
We send our best and brightest over there.
Geezers need excitement, yeah. So we send them a camper.
Boris Johnson picked me up from the airport. He's like, "We need more of a camper." Mr. Bean is too old. We need a new baby Bean.
I was watching Mr. Bean the other day. Still holds up.
Yeah, yeah.
It is red hot stuff.
My favourite one is when he steals that cunt's wife.
Didn't he steal Mr. Bean does?
Didn't he cuck
something? Acaster's wife, yeah.
Yeah, right.
You're killing me.
I thought that one was kind of people knew.
I think that one's alright.
Isn't
actually.
It? It's like a bit.
He did a show about it.
Did a show about it. But like, I just like thinking that, like, you know, you're coming home and you're early and your wife doesn't know it and Mr. Bean's got to hide in the closet. And it's like, now he's in like the wardrobe and like, how many places before I walk in?
Teddy. Well, I guess
people think, oh, it's Mr. Bean, he's so stupid. But don't forget he also played the wickedly intelligent Black Adder.
He's never seen Black Adder.
Don't forget Johnny English.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's how like when I was being the world's worst boyfriend. And living at
what was his name?
Yes. And I was living at my girlfriend's parents' place. But I used to get so mad because I'd come home from the store and like everyone would be asleep and I'd like want to play NBA in the lounge room because I had the lounge room to myself.
On a TV too big for you to deserve, probably.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then I'd get so mad because I had to eject Blackadder out of like a disc like from the PlayStation every fucking time. I used to get so fucking mad. If I ever see that cunt, like Rowan Atkinson, I'm going to punch him right in the guts.
I think you'd probably say I'm a big fan.
No, I would never say that.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge fan of Rowan Atkinson. Yeah. Is that?
I'm a huge fan of Mr. Bean.
Mm.
Rowan Atkinson can suck me off, but Mr. Bean? Me and
what are we
boys.
Talking about?
Breaking
down the difference between Mr. Bean and the person.
Well, who gets better copies?
They're not
the same. I get it. I understand it because, you know, I hate Joaquin Phoenix, but I adore the Joker. You know the Joker? It's a family film.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're from a messed up family.
Did you
Do you know the Joker made $1 billion? I just wanted to say that. Yeah. I like to bring that up as many times as possible.
Did you meet Guth Marenghi?
Oh, really briefly, yeah.
How crazy
the guy
is that?
Who played
our Lord and Savior, our personal hero.
Yeah, I was watching it the other day just recently.
Fuck.
Not the warmest guy in life, but you know, I was just hassling him.
Fuck.
You're in the Bush house as well. I can cut this out. But,
I mean, I don't know.
You met some celebs.
Met a few celebs.
I just think like the way he plays that.
I just looked at the Zoom recorder. I was like, that does anything. I mean, you know, I can say anything. I can say all kinds of stuff.
Do it, dude.
You're blue. I went down. Oh, it was pretty funny. This guy Julian Barrett from the Mighty Boosh. Yep. I said, "What do you remember of Australia?" And he goes, "There were two acts we loved going to see: Trevor Crook,
yep, nice.
And the Dickster."
The Dickster. I have
do you know? Have you seen? If you listen to this, take a break and watch the Dickster on YouTube.
I showed you the Dickster. Yeah.
Oh, I think I have seen the Dickster.
Melissa's uncle.
Yeah. That's right. We watched it in my
does backyard. a lot of gags about having a big hawk. It rules. Fucking rules.
You're sitting there with a notepad. Being
I was watching it like, I wish I could do this stuff.
He comes out dancing to some weird track. He's going like,
I love it. Man, back when people used to have fun on stage.
Yeah. Now it's all serious. You know?
Yeah, it's all so serious. It's always telling me what I need to say, what I can do, what I can't do.
Plandemic this, blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
You know what I reckon everyone needs to do? Fucking laugh.
Yeah.
There's been a drought.
It's over that side of the couch.
Oh no,
me and Boris Johnson saying the same thing.
Like, if these laughs don't come soon, we'll have to sell the farm.
Man, how was your hotel quarantine when you came back?
It was good. I mean, I loved it more than my life. I loved it.
What were you doing in there?
I was having 4 baths a day. I'd wake up at 5.
Would you change the water each time?
Yeah, man.
Oh, sorry.
What do you think I am, a guy that does that?
Yeah.
Good Lord.
No, I was watching a show called Slug Terror in the mornings. A new kids show, Slug Terror.
I'm not familiar with
it's
it.
Pretty it good. Sounds exactly like a show you would watch. Yeah.
Okay, so this is like Beyblades, but it does for Beyblades. What Beyblades did for spinning tops, Slugterra has done for slugs. This is a show, a young guy, they say, I didn't watch all of it, but they said he might be the he might be the chosen one. And he gets into slug battles, and the slugs have different, they represent the elements, you know, your classics, earth, wind, fire, yep. water. And yeah, just having these incredible slug battles.
Question, how quick are these blokes moving?
The slugs? Mm. He shoots them out of a small device. Yeah, it's crazy.
Do you have to collect them? Or are they like playing cards?
Yeah. Oh yeah, no, they were collecting, they were trading. It was great. It was great for representation. Finally some slugs on screen. Yeah. You know, I watch TV, I'm like, I don't connect with this. And then finally, yeah, the slugs.
You see your own.
Unless yeah. SBS plays a rerun of the 2013 Raw National Finals. You might see one slug on there.
Fuck it.
You might see one slug get his ass kicked by Demi Lardner.
That is an absolute fucking cheap shot, mate.
Do you remember the house we used to live in had slugs? We had a slug problem.
Often of an evening, you'd stand on a slug.
You'd stand on a slug. Yeah. I remember Googling like how to get rid of them. It's just like, if you got slugs, you got slugs. Okay.
Really?
They're like, you can put salt on them, but they're going to come back.
Really?
Yeah, you can't get rid of slugs. Man. We had anti-slug shit that just go around it slowly. But into our hearts afterwards. We grew to love them. Okay. They were
and
great
now
guys.
The slugs have made a beautiful, beautiful television program.
Yeah, they have. Yeah,
Slug Terror, ABC Kids, 5 a.m.
They've got more credits than you.
I got a few credits.
Yeah, but they're show running now.
Mm.
Yeah, you never had top billing on a fucking ABC Kids show.
Yeah, but neither of either you two comes, you know? I like to, you know.
I had top billing for a day.
Yeah, on what? Yaz TV?
On the feed, baby.
That was top billing?
I like to think so.
Well, this is all very boring.
Where were
you
on the call sheet?
Number one.
Yeah, that's top billing. That's good.
Sorry, brother.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, you can bill me for the top you're going to give me after the show, all right? And then I'll be getting top billing. Well, you're sucking me off, you dumb cunt.
Absolutely not.
Rude. This is Christmas and you're at each other like dogs? I don't want to see this. Mug on boys at each other's throats. You got to stick together. It's you guys against the world. What are you doing? the feed. What is this? No.
He's right. Yeah, so I apologize for that outburst.
Listen, did I say some things that, you know, did I get out of line there? Probably.
We both did.
Yeah.
Speaking of kid shows, I remembered this earlier this week. When I was a kid, Agro's Cartoon Connection. We're familiar with the program.
Yeah. Agro's in a lot of Uber Eats.
Uber Eats.
Who's he with? He's with that vet.
Bondi vet.
Yeah.
Chris Brown.
Agro's having dessert.
Oh. My favorite Uber Eats pair up of two celebs, Sterlo and the Dalai Lama.
They were never.
They're having KFC. I saw on the bus here. I'm serious.
Absolutely. I would. You think Sterlo can make a move in this town without me hearing about it?
It's Sterlo with his holiness.
He's
serious.
The king of Blue Haven pools. They signed him up for 40 years. He's not allowed to leave. The contract ends, like, I think in 4 years.
It's got him trapped in a pool.
All they can do is promote Blue Haven pools.
You know what? You are anti-Tibet. This is just...
Blue Haven pools are all famously above ground too, aren't they?
Are they?
I can't cop an above ground pool.
Nah. Just die.
Yeah. It's much cheaper ways to drown yourself.
Get in the shower. Yeah. You know?
What about one of these pools on top of a building and you can't even... Like, the top of the pool is the top of the building and it's... Infinity pools.
Rooftop pool, idiot. Different thing.
Sorry.
I've never been to one. Have you?
A pool?
Yeah. No, like a rooftop pool.
Oh, no. Perish the thought.
Yeah. A guy like you shouldn't be anywhere near a rooftop pool.
I'm not allowed above ground level.
Yeah.
I tell you what pool's gone to the dogs. The Annette Kellerman Aquatic Center.
Really?
You might have to cut this, but I'm sitting there.
Oh, no. Let's.
It's the most expensive and easily the most rancid, and they don't tell you when they're going to put the walls up.
Is that the one...
In Marrickville, near the metro.
Wait, what do you mean the walls up? They have walls.
You know,
there?
In the middle, they put the wall up so it becomes half, like 25 meter instead of 50.
Oh no, I didn't know that.
Yeah, no, I didn't know that.
Outrageous.
Fuck.
I thought you were an Ian Thorpe boy.
I haven't been to the Ian Thorpe Aquatic Center in some time. Mm.
Really?
I went there with you a few times.
How far can you swim, Cambo?
How far can I swim? I reckon I can swim. I used to swim at K.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cameron's quite a good swimmer.
They can't get you in the water.
Who, the dreams?
Yeah, who are you talking about?
You know, just the people who are out to get me.
The slugs.
Oh. Agro's Cartoon Connection.
Right? Yeah. Oh, we're over, Cameron. Yeah.
Nah, sorry. I remember as a child, right, there used to be this thing where you could, like, on the, there used to be the ads, like, you can ring up Agro's Cartoon Connection.
Yep.
And it used to cost, like, fucking $6 a minute or something like that. I remember as a, like, a 16-year-old, not 16-year-old
kid. He let slip.
Yeah, it's cut. Yeah, it's cut.
No, I bet, you're 16, bet, watching cartoons. We went to skateball.
As like a six-year-old kid, ask her, like, begging, can I please ring Agro?
Your mum's like, you have a part-time job, you're 16. You can use your money to ring
Agro. It's your phone card.
It's fine.
Text income.
Why don't you just prepaid. Have friends? Just get real friends.
His name's Jamie Dunn, fuckhead.
You just call your mum fuckhead.
That's what she said to me. I'm like 6 years old. Like, I begged. Yeah. Please. I remember ringing the number, and it's obviously it's just like an answering machine. Yeah. And I remember going, "Oh, can I speak to Agro?" And then realizing that it was just an automated thing, and just being like, "Ah, fuck," hanging up. Like, how much must be on another call, and then just ringing back several times.
Oh boy.
Uh-oh. What would you have said to Agro?
Yeah.
Hello. Hey, mate.
I had a similar run-in with Agro.
Really?
Yeah, I just remembered this. But I wanted to talk to Agro too. I think a lot of people did.
Yeah. What a stupid bitch.
Enough to set up a hotline. But this is quite sweet, I think. But my mum had just got my dad to talk like Agro.
Aww.
But he had an Irish accent.
Wait, do you mean your dad came home maggot from the pub and pissed off? Yeah.
It's Agro, Jared. Yeah.
Look at Agro, put your car through the front door.
And wasn't he calling you Fagro?
He's really Agro tonight. Go hide the cutlery from Agro. You know Agro doesn't like cutlery.
You've killed him.
Oh god. Fuck, I'm crying.
Yeah, but I do love Agro.
Big shout out to Agro.
Big shout out to Agro. I just imagine my dad coming home with fur all over his face because he's got stuck into some animal. Oh my god, that one fucking crippled me.
Is there any more beers, Duggan?
Yeah.
Oh, could I please have one?
Oh. Can I have one if there's one there?
Oh wow.
I'll buy one at the pub.
Oh. Just for listeners, these guys really are drinking beers. You might think they're just showing off, just saying this, but it's true. Cameron Duggan has got four beers, and they are they're cold as they come.
Oh, ice cold beers.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you. Now it's a bit of a break.
What's happening now? Where's Jared going?
I think to try and suck his own dick. What shorts?
Jared is now wearing a cocktail dress. if I may say so. Looks rather fetching.
Oh, yeah, mate. These gags would have flied before we had the camera. But
they're still working. I think so. For the free, for the cunts of the cheap seats, these are still.
So what if you pay extra, you get the mug off Patreon and you can watch GoPro footage of the proceedings.
Yeah. Spill beer on my shirt. Oh, it's worth it.
You get bonus episodes and shit.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
It's really good. It's a good time for a plug, huh?
These bonus episodes, are they like, they don't have guests though?
Sometimes.
No, sometimes they do.
That's got to be tough for someone. I remember this guy I know, he was once on a podcast and he was relegated to bonus Patreon guest.
Oh, no.
He was not happy about it, and his name's Damien Power.
What was the pod, if you don't mind me asking?
The Grub.
Oh, he does great work on there.
Oh. Can you cut that and then duplicate it?
Sure can.
He's a funny guy. Well, every bloke is funny, and every chick, and everyone in the world.
What have what have you been up to with your spy glasses, Cambo?
Oh, I've done a few little tricks. I mean, I don't know if I want to. I guess people know I've got spy glasses.
It's been getting around.
So for our listeners, you bought glasses that have a camera hidden in them.
Yeah, yeah.
And you wear them around and film people.
Yeah, in England, I was going up to people and saying, it's been a crazy year, hey. Instead of 2020, they should have called it 50-50.
I
did
that. I loved it so.
We'll edit that clip in.
Yeah. No.
So these are some special spy glasses that I've purchased. And they've got a secret camera there. And I've been using them to make secret recordings.
It's been a crazy year, hey?
It is.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy, mate.
You never know what's going to happen next.
No.
Can't be sure of anything.
Everything is uncertain.
Instead of 2020, they should call it 50-50.
Oh, yeah. True.
You never know what's going to happen next, right?
Yeah, instead of 2020, they should call it 50-50. Instead of 2020, they should call it 50-50. Instead of 2020, they should call this year 50-50.
Yeah. However, I feel like a 50-50 will happen again.
Instead of 2020, they should call it 50-50. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've got a few little spyings to
You were telling me that you had to cut out quite a lot of people just being like, yeah.
Yeah, people aren't happy. What I'm going to start going into like Chemist Warehouse and saying, is it true they're making a Chemist Warehouse video game?
You were telling me quite a funny story one time about how you were people were chucking stuff at you when you were at uni.
What? Or eggs. Stuff.
Wait, someone chucked dead eggs at you?
Yeah, that was so long ago.
I remember finding it very funny at the time.
I just remember leaving Bundaberg where I was constantly egged and thinking, I'm going to Brisbane, here we go. Then, yeah, only to be egged again. I've been pretty much egged every day of my life.
Oh, my Lord.
Got egged this morning.
Thought it was a bit of shell in your hair, but I didn't want to say anything.
Like your eggs in the morning, at the back of my head.
Yeah, nowhere near the face. Thank you.
Fuck. I don't know. I think we talked about it in a past episode, but I once got a full Coke can to the back at 80Ks. Yeah. Like fucking bit worse than an egg, say. Yeah, yep. Just crack right above the school bag in the gap right there. Put me down. Didn't open the Coke. You can't, whoever you are.
Jesus Christ.
Your loss. I sucked it afterwards. It was good.
Yeah, bit flat, but.
Yeah. The anecdote or the Coke?
Oh, God. Oh, man.
Yes. Yes.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. What do you guys think of all this COVID stuff? You know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess I got what I want for Christmas.
Mm.
Another lockdown.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
New cases, and also they're finding traces of it in the sewers.
Really?
Yeah. It's bad news for me. It's where I conduct a lot of my business. This is one of my rare pilgrimages up to the surface world. Not the sewers. I ride around
You're
freely.
Living your life like a ninja turtle.
A lot of my mates are turds.
What drives a man underground? Getting egged every day on the surface. Oh my God! Well, I suppose you get down to the business end of the book. Have you yourself been mugged off any time recently between now and the last time you were here?
Yeah, yeah. I think I got coronavirus from one of the men who spit at me.
Oh. Good Lord!
Well, I mugged myself off on the way back from England. Because the only way to fly back, it was either like crazy expensive or I did this. I could go on a 60-hour odyssey.
60 hours?
Yeah, where I had like layovers in Tokyo and Frankfurt.
How does that work?
I had traveled back like that. Like I had to go like from Berlin to like Gatwick to like...
So you just in airports for hours?
Yeah.
Dear Lord.
It was horrible. And on the plane to Tokyo, I lost my passport.
Oh.
Because I went on the plane with my passport. And I've lost a passport before. It's like horrible feeling. And then I'm like in the plane. It's like,
this is giving me anxiety. Just
going mental. And I'm like, I'm talking to the air hostesses. I'm like, I think I've lost my passport. And they started giggling at me. I don't know why they were giggling. I think I was like just so crazed. I was like, I don't know what's going on, and we're like ripping apart the scene. And I'm like tugging people, like, have you seen my passport? There's a picture of me. And I'm just so crazy. And then I realized I must have thrown it in the bin, you know, because I was eating some snacks.
Oh my lord.
And then there's huge bins at the airport, and we were rifling through them.
Did you find it?
Yeah.
It was in the bin.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was like the best moment of my life.
Who found it? Like, wait, set the scene. Because there's like four cunts in high vis just watching.
Did you go in feet first or Scrooge McDuck style? Dive in like that.
Have you ever seen the film called
Scrooge McDuck, you in garbage?
Have you ever seen a delightful feature called Elmo in Trash World?
Yeah, I like
this
that.
Is a very similar experience. Yeah, it was hot. There's huge bins, and I was right in there. Mm. But yeah, I was so scared because it was like during, you know, this is like mid-pandemic.
And you've only got a 6-hour stopover here.
Well, no, I thought I was going to have to live there forever in Tokyo Airport, which is the loudest airport ever. All the machines go like, beep, boop, beep, beep, beep. Everything's singing and it's crazy. This lady walks around just waving on like this little cart. She's going like, beep, boop, beep, 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 beep.
Everything is pachinko over there.
Beep, beep, boop, beep, beep.
So how long were you in the rubbish before it emerged?
I mean, it was a long time, yeah.
Come on,
like
come
half
on.
An
you
hour.
Found it straight away.
Well, we searched through one bin, and I thought that was the only bin, and I thought all is lost. But then they're like, there's another bin.
Oh, my lord.
Yeah.
Like, just to know that you thought this was the only bin in the airport lets you know how big it was.
But this is not in the airport. This is on the plane.
Oh, okay. Phew.
This is the plane bins.
Oh, that's okay.
You were going through the plane bins.
Yeah.
Oh, there's tissues and
was
all sorts of
shit. Was anyone listening to this story?
No,
I was on the plane.
I thought you were in the
airport. Did I say it was in the airport?
Yeah, dude. A few thousand people.
Did I say it was on the airport? Did I say it was on the airport?
Oh, I thought you said the airport as well.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, I think I heard
That's all right. Why do you tell it again?
Ever told a yarn before, mate?
Come on, man. You got to spin them hard. You got to spin them fast.
It was on the plane. Oh, shit. Oh man!
So you found the passport.
Yeah.
In the
end. Well, I'm here, aren't I?
Did you?
I'm the fucker.
I'm here, eh? All right.
He came back with a bit of that Cockney fucking slang.
I'm not a troop back hologram.
What do you fucking think? I'm here, ain't I?
I'm leaning in your fucking face right now. You get. Oh,
jeez.
Yeah, sorry, that one's on me.
Mm. No. I'm just, you know, I'm goofing around with you. You're a great guy. You go all right.
Oh, what a time to be alive.
Huh? Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah.
What's been going on with you, Yaz?
Not much. Just
got a little earring.
Yeah, I got a little earring. I think I'm doing a quarter life crisis.
How old are you?
24.
I'm 18 months old.
Actually, I'm 28. I'm 31.
Yeah, I would call that 3-quarter life crisis.
Yeah. Well, I'm in a third life crisis. So,
you know, you're making it to 90, you reckon?
Nah, there's no way.
No, you're about halfway, I reckon.
All right, I'm having a midlife crisis.
There you go.
But because of my race, I'm only in my 30s.
Do you want to live to 200?
I don't want to live.
Come to my place after this. I have gained access to a powerful crystal.
Got it off Jack the Ripper.
I'm fucking serious. Me and my uncle found it in Sandgate in Queensland.
All right.
We dug it up. It's a beautiful, beautiful gem.
I'm just going to tell you now, this is a trick. I fell for it before. All right. You're going to end up fucking sucking his toes like I did.
He's the crystal.
What's your uncle's name?
I don't know his name.
It never came up?
Nah.
Okay.
Nah, he's just fucking... He's one of the crazy... I'd ask him, but, you know, he's just too nuts. Yeah, he's fucking psycho.
He plays touch footy.
He does play quite a bit of touch footy, yeah. And let's just say he's not allowed on the mixed teams. Thanks for having me on the podcast.
Oh, I feel like this whole episode is just one for the house.
Yeah. I don't care.
It's our Christmas too, goddammit.
I'm fucking buckled, man.
Yeah. So I haven't bought as many mug-offs, you know.
Please.
It's a good app. I'm loving it.
I didn't come really prepared.
I mean, take a page out of Duggan's book.
Are you kidding me? Fucking climb on, boys. I'll carry you.
Yeah.
He actually does.
What does he do?
carries us most of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Heard it here first.
You guys are the cysts on his back.
That means there'd be a few more of us. Just me and Jerry.
I would do it best of, are we?
Recycle all our old gags.
Can we do
Christmas?
That? Can we just put together for next week like
That's best, a great idea.
A best of.
And we have an editor now.
Ooh,
we,
a yeah. best of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are the fans going to be happy with an 11-minute episode?
Oh, that's how we start the show. Oh, that's good stuff. Oh, man, I do love some Stockies. I've been watching a lot of, like, was I talking about this before? Like
Phyllis Diller, yeah, man, you love Phyllis Diller.
I love it so much. Just, like, talking about your mother-in-law just being, like, I mean, she is so fat. When she buys a girdle, US rubber goes up 7 points. It fucking floors me. Oh, man.
I thought of a joke.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are we always ready to this could be my... Okay.
This could be your departed.
What do you get? What do you get when you... What's the difference? This is like the plane thing all over again. What is the difference?
What's the deal?
Between a monkey and a duck.
Don't know.
Monkey and a duck?
Yeah.
Oh, I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, me neither, but I bet the cunt wouldn't mind some banana bread. Put that in a Christmas cracker or bloody
I may never come online after that one again.
I've got a stitch after that. That's
fucking so funny.
Come on, boys. It's just a game.
Oh, we're going to get this cunt back more often.
That proper hurt me.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
God, are you kidding me? Monkeys and fucking duck jokes? That's
You put
that's right in my wheelhouse.
Yeah. Monkey talk, that's a gibbon.
Oh, man. Yeah.
That's a Cambini original. Well,
because that's probably going to get cut, right?
No, that.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's up to him. It's his joke.
All right, well...
What is that joke?
Yeah.
No, that's a gift.
That's a gibbon.
That's a gibbon.
I want everything else cut except that.
Oh, okay.
What's your favorite creature, Cambo?
Mm.
Oh, my
You're
God.
A big creature boy.
Yeah, yeah. I do. I don't mind a little
real life and fantasy included.
Oh, the fantasy world. I was talking to someone about this today. How good it is in any sci-fi, in any like documentary where they talk about aliens, and they're like, we think that aliens could perhaps resemble pancakes because of low gravity, but we don't know. And then you spend like it could just be anything. They're like, we think they maybe could have extremely long noses.
You can't tell us otherwise.
Yeah, it's like you can just say anything. But my favorite creature. That's really hard.
Pick one. Top three. Give me top three.
Sam Simmons.
Aquatic ape.
Oh, I do love any kind of aquatic ape. You know what the aquatic ape theory?
Wait, no, I don't. Please.
This used to come up literally every day.
Is it similar to like the stoned ape theory?
No. These monkeys are in the water.
There was a time when the earth was covered in monsoons.
Yeah.
And yeah, switch off if you can't handle it. apparently there was just like a few years where the apes were like living in the water. And it's why women developed hymens.
What's hymens?
Keep the water out.
You know, the hymen.
The women developed hymens.
Yeah, because they were living in the water and, you know, just to stop
water from getting in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, right. And that's why we're upright, apparently.
Yeah.
I thought
it's been widely disproved.
Yeah.
I did a lot of research on
this
it.
This lady came up with it and was like, I think she was just so into it that people were like, I guess. And she wrote like all these books and everyone's like, I don't know. It's not.
God, I love that. Yeah, I love like the reptilian theory. That's like my favorite.
The third eye.
Yeah, where just like reptiles kind of control everything and they're like shaped.
Oh, the queen's a lizard.
Yeah.
David Icke.
The David Icke stuff.
My fucking hero.
Have you seen the interview when he first like breaks that out?
Yeah. He's wearing like the coloured tracksuit.
He's like, sorry, what? He's like, listen.
He was a pretty respected news reader.
He was like,
he's the only one fucking talking the truth.
Well,
this crazy
time. He played for England, I think, in the World Cup.
I didn't know he was a footballer.
Yeah, he was like a footballer, right? And then he commentated football.
What kind of football are we talking? Rugby league?
No, the other one.
Not interested.
What my old AFL coach would refer to as wog ball.
Ooh, all this reptilian stuff. I hope the Queen doesn't listen to this. She might get so scared her tail will fall off.
This cunt is on one.
I know. Oh. Second favourite creature.
Oh, man, we're still doing creatures. I guess... Oof, I do love any kind of ape, and I love the smaller apes.
Wait, so your first one's aquatic ape, second one is all apes.
Yeah.
What's your third one then?
Oh, I'm sensing a trend.
Sky apes?
Imagine that.
Yeah, I reckon they're flying tiger.
I actually had a dream last night. I flew up into the clouds and met several sky apes. They said I was handsome and they said I was gorgeous.
It was strange at first till I became their champion.
When I woke, I felt empty.
Sometimes life is just a gap before I can get back to the sky.
If only I could be up there in that beautiful citadel of primate heaven. This is crazy.
Oh boy, it's another time to pull a stump.
So aquatic apes, okay, all
sorry,
apes,
this shit's still
and
going.
Sky apes.
Yeah, you heard the man.
The Holy Trinity. Ever heard of them, asshole?
The big three of apes.
Yeah.
Yeah, your ancestors, pal.
I would love to be killed by an ape.
Would you?
Tonight. I'm about to be torn limb from limb.
Don't they like eat your crotch first or some hectic shit?
Chimps go for the crotch.
Oh, you updated a few of them.
Sounds like my mother-in-law. They go straight for the groin or like the sexual organs so that you can't reproduce.
Really?
They always say, I've never done this before.
Yeah.
I don't usually do this.
I tell you what, when they're done with that, they go for the wallet, let me tell you. Yeah, they rip that apart pretty
rip
quick.
Rip the front pocket, then the back.
You're going to hell for that one, yes.
Oh my God! What an episode! It might be we got a review to read.
Yeah,
guys.
Read
got
it
a
out.
Review.
Yeah, read it out.
Got a special.
Sorry,
review.
Before we go any further, fourth favorite creature?
Ducks.
Don't talk about that again. I'll fucking fall over. Buckle me.
Did I tell you about when I was in England last year? When I went to, did I tell this story about the printing and the?
No.
No.
It's one of my three.
I would love to hear
it's
it.
It's one of
again.
My three stories. I like went online, like I needed to print something out, and I went online and I was like, oh, there's a print shop. It's like so close to where I lived. And so I walked past, it just seemed to be a suburban street. And then I was like, oh, what's going on? And then it turned out it was just someone's house, just some guy with a printer. But he'd set up like this quite a flashy website. And when I knocked on the door, this old woman answered, I think his mother, and I was like, I'm here for printing. She's like, what? You want prints? What? I was like, oh no, I need to do some printing. And she's like, and then he comes down, he's like, no, don't worry about that. And then I looked on the ground just outside the door, and there was like this weird little pink globby thing. I was like, what is that? And he goes, oh, it's a baby chicken. And it was a chicken fetus.
Did you get any further explanation?
I got out of there. I grabbed my PDF and I scrammed.
Now before you gave him your card, and like, we got to go into business, brother. Yeah, yeah. How flashy was this website? Probably some word art coming on.
No, it was nice. It was like New Vision printing. Like,
oh yeah, very nice.
Man, you know how they'd get me on a flashy website? You know in Buck Hunter when they have the girls in the safari stuff dancing between the rounds? You get that on the website, I'm paying attention.
I mean, you can get away with it. I'm thinking about becoming... You know, you don't need to like... get any kind of degree to become a therapist in Australia?
Yes, you do.
What?
No, you can just do it.
What?
I was talking to my therapist about it. I'm serious. I had this...
No, I think you mean you can be a counsellor without...
Yeah.
Maybe it's
you
that.
Definitely
yeah.
can't be a therapist.
Yeah, maybe it's just like a counsellor. But he's like, there's people just ripping people off on Zoom. Just like nodding. I'm like, all you do is nod.
Yeah. Because it's like it's like an 8-year degree.
Yeah,
so psychiatrist.
To become
it is. It's because a doctor,
psychiatrist
and then,
is. Yeah. But they can prescribe you stuff. A psychologist is just talk therapy.
Man, that can't be right.
No, dude.
My fucking ex-girlfriend is a psychologist. She was at uni for fucking ever.
She's going to need one when she dates you.
Yeah, so, so was I, cunt. I was at uni forever.
1980 called.
Everyone's loving it with Cambos. Let me get in the
guys, we've had a bit of a laugh today on the mug off, but let's talk about mental health.
Eyeball the camera. Tommy Little's...
Oh, fuck. Well,
what about this review?
Yeah, let's do the review and then we'll go get some burgers, huh? Yeah.
My boys. Wouldn't mind that. Little Chrissy burger.
Yeah. All right. This review is from Educational and Motivational. Five stars by I Am Reviewing an Album, 30th November 2020. Since listening, my vocabulary for insulting people has vastly improved. It has also reignited my love for the classic prank. Watch out, I'll wedgie you. Ha ha. Just kidding. That was a little joke. Thanks, fellas. Going to stop writing now. Gone on a bit too long, like Jerry trying to land a joke.
Hey, I like that.
Got his ass.
Yeah.
We're inspiring.
All right, I am reviewing an album. Fucking shut your trap, gun, okay? Yeah. I cannot take this kind of criticism today.
Especially from, like, just a punter, too.
Yeah.
That must hurt you.
Oh, you got me, man.
It did.
Yeah, I'm upset.
Do you reckon he's upset, Cambo? About that,
I'm mostly hungry. Let's get a feed.
I've been farting like crazy.
I know, it's fucking grim. It's rank.
Something's going on in my guts.
Yeah,
full of cum.
Mm. Slugs.
The Rod Stewart story. Have you heard that?
The sailors, 42 sailors.
Oh, I heard that. Like,
I think that's like an urban legend.
Yeah, it happens to. I wonder if I'll ever be one of those guys. Like, school kids will be like. You know, Yarraman Thorne from The Feed had his floating ribs removed so he could suck his own dick.
Yeah.
Or just like, you know, that Yaz from The Feed, like the mug off.
Yeah, I had to get extra ribs added so I could suck because it's so big.
Keep it out of your mouth. Now who can't land a joke, cunt?
Yeah, review that. Yeah, man.
Oh. Yeah, we might pull the stumps up there. It's been a great... Do you have anything to promote, Cam?
Red hot.
McDonald's Comedy on Instagram. Great stuff there.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, I throw up with something every now and again. But
What about your BBC show? It's so funny. Where can people watch that?
The Comedy Blap?
Yeah, the Blaps.
Oh, that's on
You know, this is old news, but it's on YouTube. So you can get Real Dude. And I'll be appearing next year in a sitcom called The Funny Hospital.
Aww. Yeah. Check that out.
Funny Hospital.
It's not called that.
I was so keen to watch that show.
I played Dr. Diggly Dukas. And
sounds a lot like the Pussy Store, actually.
Yeah.
We'll throw a link up to the Blaps. So funny. That's one of the best thing I saw last year.
Yeah. Well, God bless you.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, we'll throw a link up.
I literally just watched it the other day, like 2 weeks ago.
I've seen it a lot.
Just on a whim. It's like, fuck, I haven't seen that in a while.
Yeah, so good.
I've watched it so many times. I know all your lines.
Jesus Christ. What do I owe this brown nosing?
Hey, he's not going to get you one.
That was the mug off, not the flattery on.
Yeah, wait.
Me.
Duggan shows up in a suitcase next time you're flying back to England.
He's trying to strong arm his way into a role, I think.
Wow. Have you guys done a live episode yet?
No, it's
coming up.
Oh, you got to do it.
Some cunt ate a bat and now we can't do it.
Pangolin. Yeah.
Oh, man. I reckon you should do it in the... in the cold room at Liquorland. Walking him off.
Man, we should do it all dressed up as like what our day jobs are.
Great. Can't wait to wear that again.
I think you should all dress up as a different character, like Ali G, Borat, and Bruno.
Sure.
Yep. You're Bruno.
I'm Bruno. Yes, okay, I'm Bruno.
There we go, Bruno. Yeah.
I'm hungry is what I am. Thanks so much for listening, guys. If you like
Merry
this show,
Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks for supporting us all year. We love you very much. Listen to the Patreon. Subscribe to the Patreon. Don't just listen to it. Subscribe. Tell everyone. Thanks so much for coming on, Camber.
Thanks, Cameron. I had the time of my life. I enjoyed every moment.
Yeah.
I'll count the seconds until my next appearance on the Mug Off.
Well, we'll keep fucking counting, dude, because you've come on here with a real attitude.
What can I say? I'm fucking crazy.
I'll play touch footy.
The Mug Off on Facebook, Mug Off 69 on Instagram. Follow all that good shit. Thanks so much for listening. Merry Christmas. Goodbye.
When you were young, you were the king of cats.
mug off, baby.